This is Wild About Utah.
I'm sitting here today with first grader Nora Bagley and USU student teacher Ashlyn Prince, just steps away from where we spend our days at Edith Owen Laboratory School on the campus of Utah State University. We find Swenson Park, built on the lot where May's childhood home once stood. She spent her elementary school days here, she was a student at Utah State Agricultural College, and she moved east to become a writer. During her lifetime, Mae Swenson wrote her way into fame by recording memories, riding her willow horse, enjoying strawberry juice dripping down her chin, and describing the relationships that develop when a baseball bat, ball, and mitt meet. Eventually, she became Chancellor of the Academy of American Poets. I love that she wrote shape poems about simple things like insects.
Insects? Did you say bugs? Coming into student teaching, I wasn't too thrilled when I heard about the focus we have on bugs. From the beginning of the school year, we were already in the Logan River digging out stonefly larvae. By the second week, I was already writing a book for my students about why I do not like bugs. Here's some of my book, Definitely Not the Bug Girl. I loved butterflies. They had beautiful wings. That was until I saw them closer. They looked an awful lot like grasshoppers with wings. And if you were paying attention, I hate grasshoppers. Why did I never think they were big, sticky, scary insects, too? They did come from caterpillars. I should have known. Throughout the semester, from katydids flying at my head to being chased at recess with grasshoppers, I've grown to love the stories and discoveries the children have with bugs. Now today, I see a bug and instantly start to wonder, how did it get there? Where is it going? What would my students think about this? I could almost say I love bugs.
Well, I love bugs.
Swenson's Unconscious Came a Beauty captures an encounter with a butterfly. She isn't certain about which kind of butterfly, so she offers two choices based on her descriptors. She must have been outside writing when one landed on her hand long enough for her to know it well enough to describe it.
I like how her words are in the shape of a butterfly and the wiggly way she typed the title.
When I wrote Definitely Not the Bug Girl, Nora and her classmates encouraged me to include even more chapters about different kinds of insects. They wanted chapters of how I felt about roly-polies, katydids, and ladybugs. I never really had an opinion about ladybugs. They were cute, but a little frightening when they would fly. Finding them at recess became not so scary to me. Did you know they start their life as black and orange larvae?
How's this for a poem inspired by May's shape poem? Hungry crawls a ladybug larva to our recess rock riddled with yellow aphid dots and stopped our games. Orange-striped black, alligator wiggling on its six legs. We sat wondering, and Asher brought one to class where it crept out overnight as a familiar friend. Besides bugs, did you know May also wrote about space topics we know, like astronaut landings, gibbous moons, shadows, and her ghost moon? She called it the albino bowl on a cloth of jet.
In November, every student and teacher was given a Nature Journal paper to observe the full moon that night. Sadly, the sky was full of clouds and only a faint glow was visible. Amazingly enough, though, we could see the northern lights a few days later. It was a beautiful sight and made up for missing the November beaver moon.
This is a two-voiced poem we call The Witchy Sky. The beaver moon reminds me of cotton candy in the dark.
It reminds me of a flashlight shining through my finger.
The northern lights are Galinda and Elphaba. I notice a lot of thick clouds.
I can't really see the shape of the moon in the clouds, but it still glows through them.
I wonder what the moon feels like.
How bright would the sky have been if there were no clouds tonight?
Mae Swenson remembered classmates folding paper airplanes and releasing them in the classroom when their teachers' backs were turned. In a clip from a 1969 recording, poetry is alive and well and living in America, she says, "My poems sail away like that. I don't know who picks them up, who may be reading them. It's lovely to think that people are reading my things, especially that they are being stimulated to write their own poems." Don't worry, Mae. We are inspired by your morning cloak, Ashlyn's aphid eaters, Nora's night sky auroras, and students, young, adult, and age six, immersed in words every day.
This is Nora Bagley,
Ashlyn Prince,
and Shannon Rhodes, and
we are Wild About Utah.
Mae Swenson,
Night Sky Poetry, and of course,
bugs.
Well, maybe bugs.